Time now for the Voice of the Land on the Big Play Network with your hosts, Kevin Arnold and Always Positive Jay.
Boy, oh boy, it seems like the month of April really is Cleveland's month so far here in 2024 as the Cavs are in the midst of the playoffs, up 2-0, heading to Mickey Town to Orlando to take on the Magic in Game 3 tomorrow night. The Guardians have the best record in all of baseball, and the Browns, and of course the NFL, rule everything all the time. The NFL draft gets started tomorrow night as well, and welcome inside our remote studios. Hopefully this one goes better than the last time I was sitting in this chair. Yes, I'm
Kevin.
Going to rock myself the entire time because it is...
Don't. Please don't.
I know.
I'm not going to lie. It's highly annoying to watch right now, so I'm sure viewers don't like you because I don't like it. I was like, as soon as you started rocking, I'm like, oh no.
Well, like,
watching me do this. Do you want me to do this the whole show?
Well, you're closer to the camera than I am.
No excuses.
Back so that like people don't see that I'm rocking as much as I am. Yeah, well, it doesn't really matter. It's what everybody else likes. So, this is the Voice of the Land here on the Big Play Network in our remote studios. And, of course, partnered with LPV Productions, we always thank our friends over at Vector Technical. They'll get the right person in the right job the first time. More to come on them later on. I'm Kevin Arnold. He is Always Positive Jay. Jim Wagner back at control, helping us out again in place of our AI system, Peter Tellup, or we always call him Audio. What Jarvis was to Iron Man, Audio is to the Voice of the Land. Right off the top, Jay, we said it. Cleveland is the story of everything. We were the story during the Women's Final Four and the Eclipse, and now we have the best baseball team in town. We have a Cavs team that is showing life finally in the playoffs, and of course the Browns will draft, and that's always a topic of conversation, which we'll get to later. But I want to start, Jay, Cavs playoffs up 2-0. Just want to hear off the bat your thoughts on what you've seen from the team. Do you take any issue with what they're doing? People seem to still want to fire JB just because they want to fire JB, and people are upset that we aren't scoring over 100 points.
Well, when it comes to the fire JB thing, I mean, it's the NBA. All coaches are on the hot seat pretty much almost always, unless you're Greg Popovich. Like, they just don't last long, and everyone wants them fired. I don't know why. It just is what it is. That's going to happen. How this playoffs go will determine his future here. I'm liking how they're playing. I think they're playing like a B-plus style play right now. I think they could play better, especially their shooting, and Darius Garland's got to cut down the turnovers. But our bigs are playing well together, and that's been an issue, and it seems like they've worked out their issues. They're both playing great defensively, and they've been challenged by our coach, whoever wants to fire, to get all these rebounds, and they're doing it. Like, Jared Allen had 20 rebounds. That's no easy feat. And yeah, Donovan Mitchell is playing like the leader that we wanted him to be, the MVP candidate that we wanted him to be. And do you notice how, like, when the games are kind of like, oh, here comes the other team, Donovan Mitchell takes over. Like, he knows when to raise his game, and he's doing it at the exact right time. So I'm loving everything I'm seeing. What I've been hoping the whole season is once the playoffs get started, I didn't want him to go into the playoffs hot and then cool off. I want them to start getting hot in the playoffs against a team like Orlando, who's scrappy, and you're not just going to roll over them if you're not playing hard. But it's a good team to get you going, you know what I mean? Because next round is most likely, what, Boston?
Most likely, yeah, because Miami doesn't have Jimmy Butler. They don't have Himmy Butler, excuse me. They don't have him. They don't have Emo Jimmy out there on the court for him. So Boston should pretty much roll in that series. It's not going to be the same as last year with Miami being the 8th seed. At least I don't see that. Jaime Jaquez from UCLA is pretty good, but I don't think that they have enough in Bam Adebayo and Jaquez.
Or Hero. Yeah. They're not going to win. Let's just be real. I mean, it's just, they're not going to win.
they don't have the full star to pull them through moments like you were just talking about with Donovan Mitchell. And it's good to see that he's, you know, he said he was 100% going to the series, and I don't know if that's the full percentage that he is, but he is pretty close to it because he's playing as if he's feeling the healthiest he's felt in several months, which is great to see. You brought up Darius Garland, and I know he catches a lot of flack, and in a certain sense, rightfully so. Like, we're the type of people that are going to keep things realistic. By the way, should mention, if anybody wants to chime in on our conversations here tonight about the Cavs, Guardians, Browns, we are both using our phones to stream tonight since we are remote. So if you have a comment on the actual tweet on X, you can, if you know at least my number, you can text me or DM us somehow. I will get all the notifications drop down and we'll read your comments tonight. But going back to Darius Garland, yeah, he has turned the ball over a lot. And again, the criticism is warranted. I think that there's some people that just like JB, like they don't want Darius here, like they have a vendetta against them. And it gets a little personal. I mean, this is a guy that's been through a lot this year. You know, drinking through straws and all of that. Now, injuries are not an excuse. I just think he hasn't been healthy all year long. And something isn't clicking up in his head, you know, like mentally. Like when one little thing is off, like that confidence, when it goes away, it's just, it's hard to get into it. Now, I've seen some flashes from him in these first two games. And you know, it looks like a guy that might be coming out of it, which is crucial. If he can do that, the Cavs can win this series. He works through his issues. He starts to feel like the Darius Garland, the all-star guard we know that he is. You know, that makes this Cavs team even tougher going into that Boston series in the second round if they get there. Because
what I'm liking from him, though, he's hitting timely shots. And I'm going to bring up something else timely that Cleveland's doing well right now, but later. But he's hitting timely shots, and that's key. Like, if you're going to play bad, that, you know, when the time comes, make the shot, make up for it, hit that key shot. And he's hitting a lot of huge threes so far. So
he is, he's hitting those shots late. And that's, mm-hmm. that's what you want to see. Like, I understand he only had three points going to halftime, three fouls as well. Like, yeah, you don't want your all-star guard that, everybody talks about the contract, you know, he's got the max contract. That's not what you should be getting out of a $200 million player. Again, not diving into people's pockets here, at least not in this conversation. That might come a little bit later in the show. Darius just, again, there's just something that has felt off with him all year. And it takes one little thing to take you off your game, take you out of your confidence level. I mean, this guy can handle with the best of them. He can shoot with the best of them. He can pass with the best of them. We know he is that type of player. But he needs to find it. And I think the confidence should be building when he's hitting those timely shots. And kind of, while the Cavs have won somewhat comfortably in the first two games, Magic, they're a scrappy team. They keep making runs. They're going to keep the game close because they are the second best defense in the NBA. I mean, the Cavs were one of the best defenses in the NBA last year. That didn't come to fruition in the playoffs like we wanted it to. It is for the Magic. Their defense is for real. They just don't have guys that can score and can help Banchero when he is not hitting from the outside, or the Cavs have a perfect plan to defend him. Jay, you know tomorrow night, though, as soon as that ball is tipped, the Magic are coming for it. They're coming for the Cavs. Right off the bat, they're going to feed off their home crowd. You know, it's not Miami. People in Orlando will probably show up to this game and show up on time. So the Cavs got to be ready, and they got to weather the first storm.
Oh, for sure. The best thing you want to do is just get off to a hot start and take that crowd right out of it and put them down. Like, don't take your foot off the gas. Now, don't play even better than you have. Start elevating your game. Start making those threes. When Max Strus, he needs to get going with making his shots. And just don't give them anything to have any confidence about. Just destroy this team and put them down and get rid of them and get ready for the next round. Because the next round is going to be the true test of your playoff run.
My biggest disappointment right now has been actually George Niang, not Darius Garland. I know some people probably say Darius Garland. Some people would say JB because he's not playing the 12th man on the bench. He's not playing the 11th man on the bench. Like, Sam Merrill needs a bunch more minutes. Sam Merrill should play somewhat in these rotations and should be utilized because he's that three-point threat and you need to spread the floor. But he's not going to get more than 5 to 10 minutes like a game per series. And, yes, I know Marcus Morris was brought here to be an enforcer, but he can do that from the bench as well. And you're not going to go deep into your bench during the playoffs.
No one really does. It's just playoff ball. And people want those guys to come in because they want to see those nice. I was drinking out of it this morning. I see it, Kevin.
I know. I'm showing our fans because like, you can go to voiceoftheland.com/shop and you can get a mug just like this.
I lost my train of thought.
Cavs, disappointments, 12th man coming off the bench.
Oh, yeah. They just want to see because the way the Magic are playing right now is garbage. Like, you can't beat us, so you're going to try to hurt us, Wendell Carter Jr. I saw that chicken wing crap that you threw at Donovan Mitchell, but don't stoop to their level. Just play your game, and if they're going to try to out-muscle you like that, just out-muscle them in the game and let your game do your talking for you right now.
It's what they need to do, and look, I know a lot of people are thinking, oh, can the Cavs sweep a series for the first time without having LeBron? I think we're getting maybe putting the cart before the horse. With that, the goal for the Cavs is to win one down in Orlando. If you get both, great. But you need to take one of these two because you've done what you're supposed to do. You've won at home in front of your crowd. Things are going to get hostile. Things are going to be uncomfortable. It is just you guys. You have to be able to silence that crowd. You have to win at least one game down there. Do I want the Cavs to win every game? Absolutely. So if they win game three, do I want them to win game four? Yes. But I'm not just calling for a sweep right now because I know how playoff series work. I know how this goes. And the mindset has to be, first, let's get one. You got to get one before you can get two.
That's correct. Dude, just like Kevin Stefanski always coaches, one game at a time. We're going 1 week, one game, just – focus on what's ahead of you, win that one, then go to the next one. Forget about what you just did and worry about what you got to do next.
And again, just be ready. Fans out there, be ready. If you're watching this game tomorrow night, if you're watching that, hopefully instead of the first round, because Brown's not picking the first round, but I know the draft is still still watch worthy. Maybe you have a couple devices you can watch both.
Oh, I'll be watching it because, you know, it's nearly impossible for me to watch the Cavs unless I go somewhere.
That's right, because no one can actually watch it because it's on NBA TV, but they black it out. Even in the playoffs.
NBA TV, it ain't on NBA TV. I don't know what you're talking about.
What?
It says it's on NBA TV, but it ain't on NBA TV.
That's what I'm saying.
I know. I'm just bitching more because it's kind of bullcrap what they're doing to us.
The fact that we cannot watch our teams is ridiculous.
We're like the only team not on national television.
Right, and I understand why they got put on NBA TV.
I don't.
The matchup is not compelling.
I don't care.
But you shouldn't be blacking things out just because the local affiliate has the rights to it. This is the playoffs. This is different. You need to understand that not everyone can access Bally Sports. Make it accessible somewhere, somehow. I'm getting myself all worked up. This sinus infection is just kicking my you-know-what.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous, Jay, that we can't... I mean, I feel fortunate that I have access. That having the Bally Sports Plus app, they at least have access to the NBA. They don't for MLB. So I can watch the Cavs on Bally Sports, but I know what it's like to not be able to watch teams on Bally Sports. And again, this is the playoffs. It's not just some rinky-dink regular season game that people aren't going to care about, whatever. This is the playoffs. Make it accessible to fans.
Playoffs? Had to do it.
I know you did. And apologies to everyone. I'm going to be drinking a lot of stuff, just water and tea tonight because, yeah, I'm getting over a sinus infection and talking is not good for that.
You got the sick family going on right now.
Dude, you don't even know. And we got to put on a first year birthday party on Saturday.
It'll be all right.
I know. Everybody's getting over it. So it's just the ending where, you know, at the end of it, you get like that. It's just.
Yeah. The grossness, pretty much. It's all coming out.
Yeah. And that's what, so like everything's irritated. So then when you talk, it's just a mess. But Cavs up 2-0. Hopefully the next time we are talking on the show, we are at the very least still up in the series. I don't know how the games coincide if we would, you know, still winning in five and before we even do another show. I don't know what the schedule is after Saturday. Excuse me. That means
take a break.
Because I need to get out of here. I don't have an easy way to just mute and unmute. I don't want people hearing me cough. So, Guardians, best team in the majors. We'll talk about that next on the Voice of Land here on the Big Play and Beyond Air Network Studios.
Are you struggling to hire the right talent or maybe even find the right career? Vector Technical makes it easy. Since 1992, Vector has provided Ohio employers with a reliable process for hiring and have helped thousands of job seekers advance in their careers. Vector Technical is more than just a temp agency. We invest time to get to know each client and candidate personally. Vector places people in job opportunities that they are truly excited about. Interested in learning more? Visit our website at www.vectortechnicalinc.com to see a full list of our current job opportunities and to find out what Vector Technical can offer you.
Welcome back to The Voice of Land right here on the Big Play and Beyond Air Networks, not studios. I don't know why I did that. My mind is all clouded. Sinus infection is really messing with everything. But we were talking Cavs playoffs. They're one of three teams that are in the news this week, as April has seemed to be a big month for Cleveland sports. The other team that is actually playing games and we can break down before we get into the draft and trying to figure out what name will be picked. 54 picks in, so many other guys have gone off the board. That is your Guardians, your Cleveland Guardians, 17-6. Not off to not a great game tonight. Cookie Carrasco having a tough time on the mound. Some solo shots turning into a Boston able to explode for out to six runs through six innings. I don't know where we're at now.
I had a bad feeling about this game because Cookie doesn't have, like, even when he was like at his peak, he's always struggled against Boston, I believe. I think he's got a really high ERA. And then last time we played him, he actually did pretty good. So I'm like, odds are they're probably going to get him this game.
Well, and again, we're not making excuses. This is just the, you know, the ins and outs of sports and in the ins and outs of baseball. I don't know that he adjusted to the weather as well, because he's someone that's not going to overpower you with speed. He's trying to get movement on his breaking ball. He's trying to get movement on his fastball. And I don't think he's able to, I don't think he's gripping. He may not have been gripping it right in the cold or not getting a feel for his pitches, because he was leaving them out over the plate a lot in his 5 1/3 innings that he pitched for the Guardians tonight. So I know that they're still down in that game, but hey, it's one of 162. And we're going to know how real the Guardians are a couple months in. It's great that everyone's catching on to them and that they're playing well. And even the average fan that wants to talk about the 90th man signed to the Browns roster and how they're going to change the fortunes of everything and going to lead us to the Super Bowl that we've never even been close to going to. Well, yes, I backtracked that. We were back in the 80s, but in my lifetime, haven't even sniffed an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl since 1999. And now everybody's again saying, Jay, that it's the best roster since 1999. It's great that everyone's all on the Guardians. They lose a couple games. How quickly do you think people are going to jump off?
I mean, of course, you know, people would go crazy if they lose some games in a row. It's what Cleveland fans are all about. They're fanatics for sure, but You got the diehards, the people that know what the hell they're talking about, and they know that there's going to be highs, there's going to be lows. Odds are we won't have the best record in baseball at the end of the year, Kevin. But it is just enjoy the hot start. Like, I ain't trying to worry about tomorrow. Like, I'm worried about today.
Yeah. I mean, you can only that was the mantra that
I don't even want to say worry. I'm enjoying today. Let me rephrase that.
Yes. Terry Francona always said, worry about today. When you get to the ballpark, all that matters is today. What can we do today to win this baseball game? Didn't matter, like, what opponents they had coming up, how much travel they had. It didn't even worry about the – it didn't even matter about the next day. It was always about today. And as Jana chimes in, that's a great picture behind you. That's a sick picture that you are broadcasting with here tonight.
Yeah, that's my Star Wars, everybody included, picture, and every ship that was ever in it, pretty much.
Well, that is a sick picture, and we've had some sick pitching, and I mean sick in a good way, not sick like my family has been
recently. Oh, yeah. I get it.
But
that's actually probably like one of my top five favorite art pieces I got.
I wouldn't doubt it. I would love to have that. And I mean, I have some stuff in downstairs, but not – we haven't had a chance to – hang anything up, and I'm in my kid's room, so all I got is
you're gonna have kid toys. That's what you get now.
Yeah, I mean, I got some kid toys around me. I can hold them if you want me to, but no. Worry about today. That's what Terry Francona said, and you know what Stephen Vogt said, Jay. Don't worry about trying to think that I'm going to change everything and I'm going to take us in a whole different direction. You guys were already going in a great direction. You have great chemistry. We're not changing that. We're just adding to it. Here are some tools. Here are some tips that you can do to now take what Terry Francona was doing and continue to push it into this age's version, this era of baseball that we're in 2024. Because it's not the same as when it started in the 1800s. Baseball has changed. While it's America's pastime, everything needs to evolve and adapt. And I was talking with Andre Knott earlier, and, you know, he said that that's what Stephen Vogt is trying to do. He's just trying to add to what this team is. And I think that that's a brilliant strategy, Jay.
Oh, I totally agree. And I think we were talking about this either last week or the week before. Like, he's not changing everything. He's just tweaking a little bit over here and just tweaking a little bit over here. And it's all this team really needed. What I'm loving is, like, I mean, just the hot start in Jose Ramirez isn't even like getting going. Because he's traditionally doesn't start off too hot, if I'm correct. And once it gets warm, he usually starts getting warm and he'll go on a tear. And you got Andrés Giménez, he's back where he was hitting. Stephen Kwan is off to an unbelievable start. And Josh Naylor, he looks like he's into the MVP candidate right now. Yeah, but even all the other guys may not have the high averages these guys have right now. But back to what I was saying before, they got timely hitting. And you may be batting 260, but when the time comes and runners are in scoring position, you're getting that one hit you need, and you're helping your team win games that way.
Yeah. In baseball, teams go through ruts, and what's the biggest stat that you always hear with teams in an offensive rut? Not hitting with runners in scoring position. Well, this team is doing that and finding a way to do that, especially late in games if they're close and kind of pulling away from their opponents. And I think it's also great to see, you know, everybody wants to – I don't know if there's a conversation or a narrative starting to be built. I've only just started to hear rumblings of it. Excuse me. Josh Naylor and the word antics, quote-unquote, you know, because he hit himself in the helmet and then slammed the bat down after a home run. I mean, he didn't get concussed. Like, you don't want to see that all the time. Like, that's not a safe celebration, but – antics, like, do people not know who Josh Naylor is? Like, he's not gonna talk and you know, be enthusiastic in interviews, but he'll have fun with you if You know, you're talking with Andre Knott after the game. You have a game winner. He'll be the main one trying to get the Gatorade bath on you. But if he's the one talking with Andre Knott after, the guys know, don't even try to pour anything or hit me with shaving cream. He's a really good dude, just like a lot of these guys are on the Guardians. And he's emotional. He's competitive. Like, why do we celebrate that kind of stuff in the NFL and the NBA and other sports, but why don't we celebrate in baseball? Like, why do people have to be so, like, we're not wearing suits and top hats and all this stuff anymore to baseball games. You know, it's a different era. We're in a social media age. We're in, you know, have fun. Allow these guys to have fun.
Oh, I totally agree. Like, I love it. I also know he's one of those guys. Like, if Josh Naylor was on the Yankees and never played for us, I would hate Josh Naylor. Like, I'd passionately hate Josh Naylor. But that's a good thing for baseball. Like, it's not a bad thing. You need heels. It's just like wrestling. You need pros. You need the good guys. You need heels. And for us, he's a good guy. It's all about perspective where you're looking at him. You know what I'm saying? And, like, because we know his background. We know how he acts and all that stuff. One of my favorite things I heard about him this week, and it was from Andre Knott, is I think it was after he hit that home run. The first baseman was not all, he was like kind of ticked off about it. But he got on base again, and he didn't say anything to Josh Naylor because he was scared of him. I'm like, that's awesome. Like, he's just one of those people, when the game starts, until it ends, he's a different person, man. He turns it on. And he will do anything and everything to get his team motivated. He's trying to be a leader of this team right now. He is the guy that, all right, we got to play. Otherwise, you know, that guy over there might have an issue if I ain't trying hard enough. Him and Jose are the leaders of that team big time.
They are. And why are we going to have issue with guys that want to win? Like, again, like you said, baby faces and heels. That's the terminology. That's what is talked about in pro wrestling. Baby faces are the hero. They're the ones that everybody loves. If you're a heel, everybody hates you. You're talking bad about a city. You're the Rock going in and doing a rock concert and talking bad about Vicky Guerrero or Vegas and the words he said leading up to WrestleMania. I can't repeat them on this show. That's not the type of show that we have. But look, we always hated like Joakim Noah. I know a lot of other cities hated Matthew Dellavedova because they're the effort, the energy, that infusion of energy into the team. Like, you love them when you have them, you hate them when they're not on your team, but you're getting, like, there's a reaction to it. That's what sport's all about, is reacting. If I don't react to anybody, like if I am Josh Naylor as if he's in an interview all the time, we're not going to get any interaction. We're not going to get – no one's going to tune into this show. We can't just be sitting here like, Guardians are really doing well this year, and they may not play well tonight, but they have plenty of opportunity. No, like, that's
Kevin,
not
– Kevin, have you ever watched Parks and Rec?
Yes.
You sound like the radio guy. Today we have Leslie Knobon with us today. Hello, Leslie. Yeah, how are you doing?
National Public Radio. Like, that's, you know, that's, there are people that like that stuff, but not many, and not the people, you know, like people that tune into us. They're not looking for that. They're looking for passion. They're looking for us to be real about all this. That's what Josh Naylor is. Like, let him be him. If it gets out of line, lose each other. Oh. There you are.
Got you back. You kind of, you're frozen. Yeah, I can hear you. You're frozen, though. You got too excited. You couldn't keep up with you.
You were frozen. I wasn't frozen. You were frozen.
It's frozen, too. We're both frozen.
Boy, oh boy. Maybe these remote shows are not such a good idea.
Someone needs a stronger.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's look, great.
Your phone's all over the place. It's your fault. It's not my fault. Your phone's messing up all over the place.
Wow, Kevin, we're off track again. I don't even,
we always get off track, man. That's what we do.
That's our passion. We love to be off track. It's my cat.
For heel.
My damn cat hit my tripod.
Well, I guess it was my fault because I was frozen first. Thanks, Jana.
Boom.
Yeah, it is what it is. It's technology. It's never perfect. Nothing's ever perfect. One thing I'll touch on before we go to break, though, Jay, with the Guardians, someone that I've really enjoyed playing under the radar, Tyler Freeman. He's taking the center field pretty well, and this is a guy that I...
Did you see that catch he had?
Yeah, because the...
That was hilarious.
Yeah. They're losing 8-0 right now, but yeah, Tyler Freeman is taking the center field, and it's a guy that they wanted the bat in the lineup. They knew what they had in Tyler Freeman in the minors. He was part of that logjam at third base or the infield.
People forget he was a highly accounted for prospect. Like, they thought he was going to be a stud. He just didn't have a chance. Jose's like, I got third.
And I watched him a lot at Lake County when he was there, and I knew that he was talented. I didn't know if he was going to make it to the majors, because if he was going to be part of a trade or something, because there was just so many infielders. And now he just goes out there in center field, one of the toughest positions to play, and I'll track a baseball. I'll lay out. I'll catch the ball. Like, oh, I didn't read this one right. I jumped, I ran too far forward. I got to run back. Oh, I can make this catch. It doesn't matter.
It's not easy transitioning from infield to outfield. It really isn't. I don't know if you ever watched me play outfield in softball. I was great at shortstop. I sucked at outfield. I used to be really good at outfield, but when I hurt my shoulder, I moved to the infield. And then after being in the infield for 20 years, I had to fill in for the outfield one time. Oh, it was horrible trying to read the ball. Oh, it was a nightmare.
I mean, the fact that Jason Kipnis was able to do that and help out the team in 2016, like, people don't realize how tough that transition is and how tough the job is for Tyler Freeman to continue to keep his spot here. But he is doing an excellent job. Well,
hey, you want a reaction out of people?
Yeah.
You want to talk some Browns? I got something I could talk about, Mike, and a reaction out of people.
We're going to stir the pot a little bit on the other side. You can find out how you can get your hands on one of these great mugs in this commercial break. This is the Voice of the Land on the Big Play and Be On Air networks.
Are you looking for a career in manufacturing? Vector Technical has you covered. Vector Technical is a 28-year-old staffing firm that has partnered with some of the biggest and the best companies throughout Northeastern Ohio. The recruiters at Vector Technical will coach you through the entire job process and will help you land an opportunity that you are truly excited about. Vector does not add any additional fees and offers benefits as well as free online skills training through Penn Foster. To learn more, visit www.vectortechnicalinc.com and make sure to check out our job board to see a full list of our current opportunities and apply.
Get your gear at voiceoftheland.com/shop.
And don't you worry. The face you're going to get on a lot of those products, it is Jay's face. We just, we honor the
start. They just don't love me enough to put me in the commercials.
Talk to Peter about that. That's not me, man. He put that all together. But
that AI system, I tell you.
Yeah, he likes to stir the pot behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to stir the pot a little bit talking Browns. Let's start draft, though. Let's cook it up. Let's
start with the good news. We'll start with the good, the positive.
Yes. So Browns don't pick until Friday night at pick 54, not anticipating any sort of move up to the first round, and media's not even going out there on Thursday night.
Hey, the positive about being on Friday night and not Thursday is I don't have to stay up late for our pick.
That's true, because we would have picked, I think, 23rd, 24th. Mm-hmm. Now that pick is, I don't even know who has that because we traded to Houston. I think Houston even traded that one away. Maybe to Minnesota. It might be Minnesota.
I think it was Minnesota.
There are several teams with several first-round picks this year, and not all 32 teams are going to be picking.
And a couple of them need quarterbacks, so you know they might even move up more.
Yeah, so what do you think about that? Do you think we're going to see this 5 or 6 quarterback first round tomorrow night once we're all said and done?
Possibly. I hope so. I'm hoping that a lot of quarterbacks get picked before we do, and it pushes down talent. That's all I care about. Like, I like watching the draft because, like I always say, it's the one show you really get to watch where people have worked their whole lives to get to their dream job, and then you get to see a realization of it come true. And I love particularly when they're at home with all their family. That's like, I just love that every single time. But it's going to get to the point, I'm like so sick of not having a first round pick, Kevin. I really like the draft a lot. And I miss it. Like you know, the first thing I'm going to do is read a mock draft, an early mock draft for 2025 as soon as this is over, just so I can see the Browns in the first round again.
Were you part of our, because I know like Paulus was still part of the show at the time when it was COVID 2020. Did you jump in on our live draft show?
When we had everybody on there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was the dude that got all the guests.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes.
I was your guest organizer for that show. I think that's what got me the respect to be a part of this show. And you forgot.
Because you can get the guests. You can definitely book some guests.
For no-name caller to RBS, I could do that.
Yeah. Have you left a voicemail to, like, try to, like, you know, I know.
No. Like, No. I'm not talking about it.
Okay. All right. Well, we can talk about again, like, yeah, not having a first round pick, it sucks.
A second round pick is really good. Like, that's still awesome. Yeah. Like, that's a high pick. We could sit there and be like, oh, they might get this guy or we might get this guy. And I think it's a waste of time because we're probably going to get someone we have no idea who we're, oh, and then we're going to fall in love with them shortly after. So I'm going to ask you, what position do you want them to take? Or is it like a power ranking of any kind of sort? Like you might want this, this, or this in order.
I would probably have like a power ranking of like 4 spots, 4 positions. I would say wide receiver, linebacker, defensive line are interchangeable in the middle there, and then offensive line depth. I'd push that one kind of down as like a low 4th spot. And this is not an original take. Wide receiver, just because of the expiring contracts of your wide receiver. Like, can you keep or do you want to keep Cooper and Elijah Moore? I mean, Elijah Moore is kind of the one guy that I could see not making it to another contract here. Like, you know, but he is in a prove it year. So maybe we see the approval to the Browns to keep him around. We'll see. We always love guys on their last year of their contract. But yeah, having some young talent in that wide receiver room, they learn this year and then they can kind of flourish the next year. Like, if you're going to invest in a quarterback, you need weapons around him. And if you can't afford the high-end weapons, you can't afford to keep the established weapons, you need to go out and get young talent.
Oh, I totally agree. That's why, for me, if I'm rating who I want them to take, like position-wise, it's a toss-up. First one is either going to be a wide receiver. Or I'd love to see a linebacker. Like, if the best linebacker can fall to us, which would be fantastic, I'm all for it. We lost Taki this year and Anthony Walker, so we're going to need someone to replace him. But there's so much depth at wide receiver, so I would love to see a wide receiver. I just got a feeling that all the like top end wide receiver, you're going to see a run on wide receivers, and I think all the guys will want will be gone. That's how it falls for me all the time with receivers in the draft. I never get the guy I've ever wanted ever, so I don't see that happening.
C See, what I love, though, when you do start to get into the second round and beyond, like, everyone that pulls up every highlight of a guy or whatever, like, oh, my gosh, this sixth round pick should have gone second or third. Yeah. We got the steal.
It's YouTube highlights all over.
People, like, making every single player out to be the best draft pick that the team's ever had. You're not going to know how the draft went until these guys get to play a couple seasons. Like, I'm not going to say Cedric Tillman can't play in the NFL. He didn't play well last year. He didn't really get many opportunities. And he didn't take advantage of the opportunities when they came. But that's 1 year, and you have high-end talent. And you have a rotating room of quarterbacks throughout the year. That's no way for a rookie to come into the season.
No, I totally agree with that. And I actually don't think he played that bad, to be honest with you. It's just opportunity. And it wasn't that long ago that first-round wide receivers didn't really make impacts on teams right away. But the way that they play the game in college and high school now, these receivers are way more equipped and ready to go. But they're a risk. They're a huge risk. Wide receivers aren't the biggest hits in the first round either. They're kind of – a lot of them miss. So that's why I want a linebacker. You don't really see too many linebackers miss when they're drafted high, except for our past linebackers. But that's another story for another day.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, like, this is a guy I want. That's, like, if I look at a mock draft, it's like a seven-round mock. Oh, my gosh, like, I see this name. Oh, my gosh, that's the guy. I don't have that. I haven't looked into it as deep as I used to because I haven't had to care about it, which, to me, I want to stir the pot a little bit. I don't really care. Next year, I'm sure I will because we actually get to be a part of the first night, all that kind of stuff. But, Jay, let's really stir the pot, though.
Yeah. I think I already did, apparently.
Yeah, you really created a little bit of a firestorm on social media, didn't you?
Yeah, I kind of did. I gave a certain quarterback some slack for going to Saudi Arabia. I'm pretty sure he got paid to be an ambassador for the NFL to go there by the whoever's in charge over that wonderful country that just appreciates women so well. And it's just a wonderful place, apparently, because people love to go there and get paid and work for these people. Cause they just must be pure class, Kevin. Pure class over there.
Yeah. Sorry, Lincoln wants to be a part of the show. We're going to bring him in on the final segment. But
nice.
I mean,
like, I don't know, Kevin.
Why are we defending this?
I don't know why people are defending it. They're going, well, isn't he allowed to go on vacation with his wife? I'm like, dude, okay, the realistic facts are he's been accused and had to go through a whole bunch of stuff with accusations of sexual assault and all this stuff. So he's trying to clean his image up. All right. So first thing you want to do is play good and be 100% focused. What is he doing? He's opening up food restaurants. He's on social media all the time because he's so obsessed with being on social media and showing off all the stuff he has. And now he's the only quarterback I see in the NFL with a podcast. Like, that's great. You're talking football, but why are you worried about your podcast? Like, who cares about your podcast? Go win some damn games first, dude, and stay healthy. Finish the season for us. You haven't done that for us in 3 years. I haven't been able to enjoy my draft for 3 years. So you're trying to clean your image up. And then you go to a place in a country that treats women like absolute crap. Like, they just installed some law, I think, in 2022, where they have to have a male, what do they call it? How they term it? Like, companion or something, or someone to someone to overlook their life that they don't even get to pick, and they have to have a male do it, and they don't get to vote, they don't get to do anything. Like, they're treated like crap, and they shouldn't be. The human rights over there are just absolutely outrageous. They just kill you for no good reasons now. If you say anything or try to even protest, they don't let you do it. And yes, I know there's other countries that do the same thing, and I wasn't bitching about them at the moment. But I can't sit there and bitch about every single thing all day long in every country I have a problem with. Like, it's not. Guess what? My quarterback's not taking pictures there and hobnobbing with these horrible people. They're not. good people. And I don't like that the golfers took the money and went there. I thought it was a load of crap. And I wouldn't take the money. If they offered me, they're like, Jay, come do your job, but you got to go to Saudi Arabia and you're going to get paid by these people that made it off people's blood money. I'm not taking the money. I don't care what they offer me. I wouldn't go to Russia and work there. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying here and working. Like, sorry, Kevin. I'm getting really annoyed with this dude, and I hope to God he proves me wrong. But I do not believe in that quarterback anymore. I have zero faith that he's going to be the guy to take us to the promised land. Everyone keeps glamming on to this second half against the Ravens. What about the second half against the – what about the last time he had a full game that he had an awesome game? Can you – has he had one in the Browns uniform, Kevin?
No.
Has he played a full damn game at an elite level? No. Joe Flacco came off the couch and did it like five times in a row. And everyone's got to defend this guy like he's some kind of savior because they're hoping to God that he is, but I don't think he is, and I hope he proves me wrong.
A lot of times on the show, I'll go off on a rant.
Yeah, I don't really go off to be rant, but no, thank you for letting me go.
But or we're in conversation. I start just on this roll, and I can't seem to get off, and I just get everything out, and I go to you for a comment, and you got nothing. I'm in that boat right now. I can't say it any different. This guy doesn't deserve any sort of benefit of the doubt right now.
No.
We gave it to him because he was suspended and he had rust. How many times do we got to say the word rust with this guy? How many times do we have to say, oh, he's going to come through. Oh, he's an elite quarterback. He has not shown to be an elite quarterback since his rookie season. And everybody just gives him the benefit of the doubt. Everybody just loves this guy. You and I have been on the same page since the beginning on this. And we always root to be wrong, but it's not. Right now, we don't have any evidence that this is going to go the way that it's supposed to go, the way that they invested this to go.
Well, don't worry, Kevin, because he's going to come back better than ever after shoulder surgery.
Yeah, and then we're going to give him what? 6, 7, 8, we're going to make excuses for him. Oh, we weren't allowed to make excuses for Baker Mayfield, who showed more capable quarterback than Deshaun Watson has the whole time he's been here.
I don't think either one of those guys would take us to the promised land. Either one.
Right, but we knew that Baker could only take us so far, just like we've talked about with JB as a coach, Mark Jackson. The Warriors got rid of him because he can only take them so far. We were supposed to get the guy that could take us further.
Yeah.
He's not.
I think, like you said, I don't think either one were going to take us to the promised land. One looked better than the other, though.
Yeah.
One played at least full games. We'll see, man. I see one of them played full games and had elite full games. Full games. Not a half to come back and win, but a full game. I'm glad he did win that game. Don't get me wrong. That was awesome. But, dude, you played a half. You played a great half. Play five games in a row like elite quarterbacks do. And then I'll be like, oh, he had a bad game. It's all right. He's going to have an off day. It seems like he was almost off all the time, and he was winning because our team is great, not him.
You want to win the division, he's got to show exactly what you just said.
But Kevin, I'm a hater. I'm a hater because I'm jealous of his money.
You know, everybody always wants, they always want to hate. But when someone else hates, and I put hate in quotes for those just tuning in the audio, people perceive someone else as hating when they're actually being realistic and telling you what you don't want to hear. You don't like they're telling you what you don't want to hear, but you know it's true, and then they call you the hater. But really, they're the hater because no one can tell them any different. We are in a show and in a world where it is great to have conversations and disagree and not have to prove or convince the other person to agree with you. I will stay on this soapbox for as long as I need to. Debate is not to convince the other side. If you do, you've won the debate. But you don't have to. You can agree to disagree and understand why both sides feel the way that they do. But look at what's going on. This guy has given you nothing, and we're giving him everything. And now he's taking more in a place he shouldn't be taking more from. Not when you're trying to repair your image. That's not what's going to do it. People can talk about, oh, you would take the money. Why are you getting in their pocketbooks?
Kevin, there's a reason he had to turn his comments off on social media.
Yes.
There's a reason for that. Because not everyone's ignoring the fact that, like, dude, are you seriously doing that right now?
I don't know what the nickname is, but I was never a Baker bro. I was more to that side than the hate. I think that the Baker bros, in quotes, like Deshaun's version, are even worse. And I'll leave it there. We'll have some fun at the end of the show. I think Lincoln's going to join because he couldn't be away from me too long. So we'll bring the birthday boy next week. Well, a week from today, birthday boy, onto the show and have some fun. Talk about a show that Jay doesn't want to watch, but might be starting to take over his house. This is the Voice of Land on the Big Play and Be On Air Network.
Whether you're looking to hire new talent or start a new career, Vector Technical has you covered. Vector Technical is a 28-year-old staffing firm that has helped thousands of job seekers advance in their career with reputable partners throughout Northeastern Ohio. Vector Technical is more than just a temp agency. With an above-average hire-in rate of 1 in 4 candidates, Vector works hard to connect the right person with the right opportunity the first time. Vector Technical hires for skilled manufacturing and light industrial work and is sure to have a career that you've been looking for. To learn more, visit our website at www.vectortechnicalinc.com.
Welcome back to the Voice of the Land. This is on the Big Play and Beyond Air Networks. I'm Kevin Earl. He is Always Positive Jay. And joining us is Lincoln Alexander Arnold. He didn't like that I was doing the show from his room, so he made sure to cut in.
He wanted the full segment. He felt like we were going to cut his segment short.
Yeah. Well, he wanted some airtime. He likes to be on air as he looks around at everybody else that's in the room right now. But nice. We've had some fun talking Cavs and Guardians. We've stirred the pot a little bit talking Browns. But
for the record, this isn't just a hot take. Again, we've always stressed that we don't just force it. I'm not trying to make people mad. This is how I feel. Like, I really do feel that way. I hope to God I'm wrong. And the dude balls out, Browns win the Super Bowl. But I'll tell you this much. I ain't going to glam on.
I'm not glamming on either. You know that I'm not.
Oh, I'm for the Browns, but not that guy.
Right. Oh, he's got, what do you want to say? Yes? You waving hi to everybody? Hi. Yes, this is Lincoln. This is my soon-to-be 1-year-old son. It's going to make Jana cry because we're not ready for that. But time's definitely moving with this guy. And there's a show that he really likes to watch when we know we need some to do stuff in a different room. We can sit in front of the TV and put on an Australian-based show. That's Bluey. Bluey's now become like this cultural phenomenon with adults taking it on as well. We even have a little Bluey right here. Oh, Bluey! Bluey. So we have plenty of stuff, but Jay, what's happening at your house?
As I've enjoyed making fun of you, because you, I think, have the entertainment value of a 10-year-old, and which is okay, you know, you like your stuff softer, it's great. But I enjoy making fun of you. It's just what we do, you know. It's for play. It's for fun. I don't mean no harm by it. But now it's invading my home. So I babysit every Thursday. What was on all day Thursday when I got home from work? Bluey. What was the next episode? Bluey. And after that, Bluey. Then I go in my cabinet, go grab the plates. What's in there? A Bluey plate. A Bluey bowl. I'm like, dude, I don't even have kids. What is going on here? How is it taking over my house? Why is it on my TV? I didn't want kids, Kevin. I didn't want this in my life.
Well, I knew that I was going to start watching shows that, like, I had avoided because they weren't part of my childhood. Like, we all had the kids' shows when we were growing up. But, you know, now there's new ones, and I haven't watched them because I haven't had a kid. I knew that that was going to change once I did. Yes, once I had you. I love you. And so we start watching Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, Mickey Mouse Funhouse.
There's another show I hate. My nephews loved it, and I hate the hot dog song. Please don't sing it. It will get in my head.
Don't worry. I'm not going to. There are people in this room that could. That you
don't
can't.
Do it in the background, people.
But we're not doing that right now. This is still, we still try to keep things as professional as possible. But I knew I was going to have to, I was going to watch these shows. I didn't know I was going to like one of these shows. I mean, I always liked Mickey, but I can.
Like SpongeBob, how everyone, it's a cartoon, but adults love SpongeBob.
Right. Bluey, there's, once you watch from the start to now where they're at, it is, adults, there is plenty of stuff in there for adults. And what's really fascinating about the show, Jay, did you know that the way that, the colors are in that show, dogs can actually watch the show? Because, dogs are colorblind, so, the tints of the colors, they can actually watch it, enjoy it, see it. So, it is such a, when you kind of pull back everything, it's a really innovative show. It's great for kids, and if, you don't want to watch it because, you think it's only for little kids, that's totally fine. I'm not here to convince people to watch Bluey. I'm just saying, they do such a great job of subtly putting things in there for adults at the same time as kids. Because they know parents have to sit there with their kids and watch it. And they want, they've done a great job of marketing it and making it accessible to everyone so that the families are really enjoying it and not just stereotypical families just sitting there watching it. Yeah, you dropped your egg. You dropped the football. You fumbled. What are you doing over here? But families can sit together and watch it and not just sit there because their kid is there. It's a family togetherness, not a family have to be there type of thing, and I think that's really, really important, and it brings families together, I think, even more, which is what we want in this world. We want more people to come together instead of being separated and split up and fighting over stupid little things.
Damn, Kevin, getting deep on Bluey.
Hey, man.
You got the deep blue going.
Bluey gets deep.
So what show do you dislike that, annoys you? Because I'm going to tell you, Bluey, I don't really, I haven't watched it that much. Hold on. But the one show I cannot stand is Peppa Pig. I find it's just so annoying to me.
That's so, awesome. We won't put it on.
Oh, it's the worst. The worst. And then Paw Patrol is the other one that comes on at my house. Because she loves her Paw Patrol. And she her niece comes over. She's four. She has all the stuffed animals. And I swear, Kevin, they're like her babies. You just wait. Because the one that sits at the table, she puts a little bowl of water for it and everything. It's hilarious. But I can't do the shows, man. They're just, it's just too much.
I know.
As Peppa Pig, though.
Yeah, Peppa Pig is the only one. I don't think any of the other ones really, annoy me. But there's ones that I don't really, I'm not into. I'm just kind of sitting there and having that as background noise while I watch it. He's into it.
Now, growing up, the child show I hated but loved at the exact same time was Barney. The show was highly annoying. The songs were terrible. But I had to babysit for my nephew all the time because my sister had a kid when she was 18. So yeah. I was a teenager at home. And she'd pay me to watch him. I'm like, yeah, sure. Pop in Barney. That kid was glued to that TV for the next 2 hours. It was perfect. And by the time it was over, kid was ready to go to bed. Barney was like the babysitter within the babysitter.
You back?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Finish what you were saying about Barney.
No one heard me?
I mean, I did. Maybe the people did. I did.
Oh, I was just saying how it was a babysitter within a babysitter. I could watch my nephew put that tape in, and then 2 hours later, it was done, but he was usually sleeping, and he's just glued to it, and it was, he was just quiet as all hell and didn't say a peep, and Barney was on, and he loved him, and he loved him, and I love you, and all that good jam.
Well, on that note, Jay, the show has come to an end because Lincoln has turned out the light. Lights, and he's ready to
He's
go.
Like, lights off. Show's over. He's going to get the cane. He's going to yank you down from the neck.
Yeah, so he's hitting the weird phase of the night before he goes to...
Crabby pants.
Yeah, little crabby pants. So I'm going to go help get him to bed.
Bye, Krabby Patty. Happy birthday, Lincoln.
He's making noise and stuff. He's
yeah.
But that is going to wrap it up for this edition of The Voice Land. We appreciate everyone tuning in. If you didn't like some of the things you said, we can have conversations, but let's keep them real and let's all work together to make this world a better place. For Always Positive Jay, for Lincoln, soon to be one, Alexander Arnold. I am Kevin Arnold, his dad, saying, don't let anyone ever tell you it's just a game. We truly love you all 3,000.
Don't talk about it. Be about it.
And live life, all gas, no brakes. We'll see you next time right here on the Voice of the Land of the Big Plate and Be On Air Networks.